Masechet Kelim, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. We learned in the second Perek that if you have an earthenware utensil and something tameh touches the outside of it, it does not become impure, but it only becomes impure when the impure object enters its airspace. Here we'll talk about, let's say you have a utensil that has several different sections on top, and something enters the airspace of one but not the other. How do we consider that for the laws of Tum'ah? Mishnah says, Keli Hedes Yesh Bo Shalosh Sefayot, a earthenware utensil that has three rims around the mouth, one rim around the opening, and another two rims around that rim. And there's space in between them, and the source of Tumah falls into one of the spaces, but not all of them. Hapinimit Odefet, the inner rim is higher than the other two rims, and a source of Tumah enters the space outside the inner rim between it and the middle rim, or between the middle rim and the outer rim. Hakol tahor, everything in the utensil, including the outer rims, is tahor. The inner rim is higher than the other two, so only when the inside of the inner rim is considered the inside of the utensil, and everything outside of that rim is considered the outside of the utensil. So therefore, the earthenware utensil does not become tameh from its outside. If the outer rim is higher than the other two rims, and the source of Tum'ah enters the airspace anywhere within the outer rim, hakol tameh, everything is tameh. The outer rim is the highest, and everything within it is considered to be part of the utensil. Ha'em sa'it odefet. What if you have a case where the middle rim is higher than the other rims? Mimena vilifnim tameh, mimena vilahut tahor. If the item of Tum'ah enters the airspace that's inward from it, the middle rim, then the utensil is tameh. But if the source of Tum'ah enters the area that's outward of it, then the utensil is tahor. The middle rim is the highest, the area within that rim is considered the inside of the utensil, and the area outside of it is considered the outside of the utensil. Hayu shavot, what if all of the rims were equal in height? Rabbi Yehuda omer holkin ha'em sa'it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we divide the middle section, the space between the middle rim and the inner rim, in half. The inner half is considered to be part of the inside of the utensil. If Tum'ah enters it, the entire utensil becomes tameh. And the outer half is considered to be part of the outside of the utensil. If Tum'ah enters it, it's considered not to become tameh. Achamim say, no, everything is outside of the inner rim is tahor, because only the area within that rim is considered the inside of the utensil. Here we'll conclude with a rule about tum'ah of earthenware utensils. Keli hayres be'ematai mekablin tum'ah mishisarifu bakivshan v'hi gmar melachtan. What do we? At what point do earthenware utensils become fit to become tameh? Only when they're fired in an oven. That means when they're finished. They're hardened in the clay in an oven. And that's considered to be the completion of their making, of their manufacture. Once it's fired and the kiln is baked, it's considered to be a finished utensil. In regard to Tum'ah, even if more work has to be done on it or completed, it's still complete, it's utensil, and now it's susceptible to Tum'ah.